With that, are any joys, concerns, and praises that you might have this morning? James.
So I've been working on a big project at work, and we have one last big push, and we're actually turning everything on the system on Monday, tomorrow. So I don't think I'm going to have to work overtime anymore.
Is that a good thing? Yay!
It was a trying week, but we got through it. Also, we got a call from Howard, Craig's dad, on Tuesday, and he got to be recognized as a master gardener in their retirement home.
Wow.
Helped them plant begonias in all of their flower boxes.
Oh, wow.
And so they took pictures and sent them to Craig, but it's also on Facebook. And he looks really good and happy to be involved. And it was...
That is so cool.
Really good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is really neat.
That is wonderful.
And how's his wife doing? Does she seem to be...
She seems to be doing well. They also purchased a baseball package, so they get to watch Major League Baseball.
Oh, cool.
And he was boasting that he was the only one who knew how to work the TV to turn the baseball games on. And they have the big TV outside of their room. So they're actually getting out of their room and
going into the common area. That's so cool. Yeah, learning how to operate the television, I still struggle with them.
Yeah.
We got Dish, and there's 1,000 stations and different things I could get if I knew which button to push and get old movies. But we just stick to the 5 or 6 that we know.
Yeah.
Anybody else? Linda?
Just continue prayer for my brother.
Thank you. Yeah. Linda's brother's in the final days of his life.
And as we're sitting here right now, my nephew Ryan is at TMH emergency room having a CT done.
Oh.
He's been sick vomiting all week, and I think it's his gallbladder. So we can lift him up.
Mm-hmm. How's Linda?
Linda's overflowing.
That's because David put his arm around you and expressed some kind of love that only a husband can give.
She continues to give more than she receives.
Amen.
Right.
Yeah. Thank you.
God gives me a lot.
Amen. Anybody else this morning? Sandra.
I'm thankful for my daughter and Tony for both coming today and surprising me for Mother's Day.
Mm-hmm.
And continued practice for work. It should be over by Thursday.
Good. Miss Ma'am. Yes, Miss Ma'am. What's your name?
My older brother has had another good week. He, my niece has a field trip. They were able to take him out and take him to the eye doctor last week, and then this week they took him to the dentist, and they found some good transportation that really takes care of him, and that's so important.
Yeah.
And so when they went to Thomasville to the dentist, my nephew decided to take the driver all over Thomasville, and they went to the Red Wagon, and they went to the Harbor Freight, they went everywhere. It's a guy that's driving the van. It's from Perry, and that's Perry's a little town. We don't have all those things, so they all had a good time.
This fellow that when the mills closed in Perry, and he was without a job, and he was thinking, what should I do? And he looked around and he saw an awful lot of elderly people that needed transportation. So he bought a medical transport van and set up and got approved with Medicaid and some of the other insurance. So it's really neat. The big van and some of the ones here, they're like buses. They're great. But this one here, he can pull his wheelchair right into the van, and the guy takes him where he wants to go, drops him off, waits for him, and it's pretty neat. So just glad that he saw a need, and God let him fulfill it. Anybody else?